Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Okay, now I want to talk to someone who has a great story about leaving Ireland back in the 1990s for the bright lights of LA to make it in the music business. For so many people, that dream doesn't come true, but not so in this case. Just to give a synopsis, it involved a successful songwriting career with Disney and Warner Chappell, and her music appearing on Nickelodeon TV shows iCarly and Zoe and CBS drama Blue Bloods. She also found time to perform with her band Saucy Monkey. Anyway, she's back in Ireland. Her name is Anne-Marie Cullen, and she's just released a new single. It's called What I Once Meant to You, and we'll get to that in a second, but let's just first hear her story. So Anne-Marie, welcome to the programme. We'll start at the beginning. Did you have a band in school?
I did, I really did, and I went to Mount Anville, and we kind of hid it from all our friends and the principal because we were just a little bit too embarrassed about being in a band. We thought that they might think that we had certain notions of ourselves, but then the cat got out of the bag when we were overheard practicing. And I have to say, couldn't have been more supportive. But yeah, we had a little band. It was
actually
great.
So wait a second. Let's go back a little bit, because you wrote your first song at the age of 8, right? Didn't you?
I did.
About your lost dog. Did you ever find your dog?
We didn't. No.
Chips.
Chips. But you actually gave me my very first spin, Dave. It was back in the day when you had to have a radio spin to join IMRO.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent you in a cassette or whatnot. But so thanks for that. But yeah, I've been doing this a million years, Dave.
And hold on.
Was
it under the name Anne-Marie Cullen?
No, it was under Anne-Marie Montaigne, because I thought back in the day, I was young and dumb, that Cullen was too Irishy sounding or not like fancy enough, so right. I made the, much to my parents' chagrin,
yeah.
But then I'm back now, obviously, to being Anne-Marie Cullen.
Yeah,
but when
indeed.
I moved to the States, I still was under Anne-Marie Montaigne, and some of my success with I wrote for Disney for a few years, it was under Anne-Marie Montaigne, which now I kind of regret, I have to say.
Yeah, but, especially when you have to do the change. Okay, hold on a second then. At the age of 12, you had your first professional studio recording. That's pretty young, isn't it?
It was young, yeah. I think it's been in my bones for a long time. My cousin's cousin was a songwriter, and he was scraping the end of the barrel, but he couldn't find somebody to do lyrics for his song. And of course, 12-year-old me put my hand up, and that really started the bug, I have to say, just to hear a song being produced and come to life in the studio. It just it sent me down. As my father said, songwriting, it's a terrible affliction.
Right.
And I kind of agree with him.
Okay, so 12, the professional studio recording, the all-girl band of 15. And that, now, when you went over to the States, you did the classic thing. You went to the West Coast and you became a waitress, right?
Yeah, I did. So I was on the Dublin scene for, I went to rock school while I was repeating my university exams. I did the whole international bar scene where the likes of Mundy was playing and Glenn Hansard. But around that time, it was very poptastic in Dublin. In Ireland, Boyzone were very big. And the music I was doing at the time was kind of more rock American based. So I kind of just wanted adventure. And I also really decided, screw it, I'll just go for it in LA. And off I went. And I did the typical waiting on tables so that I could have a flexible schedule. And it was actually through that I had a chance encounter with a producer from the Disney Channel who we got talking, and I had a little song in an indie movie at the time. I gave him a flyer and he was like, look, I am doing this series. We're having such a hard time finding the right fit for a songwriter. Do you write songs can you write songs to lyrics? And I said yes, and I lived two blocks away, so I legged it off in my break and got my demo tape and gave it to him. And 5 days later, I was hired. I rallied up my friends, did a demo of the song that they were looking for, and I got hired for 2 seasons. So it was really, really an amazing chance.
More than hired for 2 seasons. It became the theme song, did it?
It did, actually, yeah, which at the time I didn't realise what a big deal that was, but yeah, so the TV series producer really, really liked the first song that I wrote, and it did become the theme song.
What was the name of the series?
It was called So Weird. It was
Yeah.
like a supernatural X-Files for kids, and it was about a rock star mom who, and I wrote songs for her. She was played by Mackenzie Phillips, who was quite famous in the States. She
Yeah.
was a daughter of Mamas and Papas, John Phillips, and she sang the songs that I co-wrote. So it was a
Yeah, I
fantastic
mean, you
experience.
became friends with Mackenzie. So hold on. First of all, you're waiting on a table, and there's a guy who's very influential in the business that you mightn't necessarily have known, and you were getting on well, and suddenly he wanted some music. You got some music, you put it together, you ran up the road, you came back. So like, these are the kind of stories you think, this has happened to everybody in LA. Okay, because everybody who's a waitress in LA is between roles. Anyway, hold on a second.
Right.
Let's just get back to this here. So then also, you meet Mackenzie Phillips, which is pretty huge as well. First of all, she was in American Graffiti, the huge Francis Ford Coppola movie, and she was big at the time as a kid, and then she became music and all the rest of it, and she's well known in the States, all that
She's
kind of thing.
very well known in the States because she was in a soap opera at the time, and I think she had quite a turbulent youth. I think she had a
Yes.
drug problem for a while, but she cleaned up, and I think the So Weird TV series was kind of her relaunch back into mainstream. So I didn't know anything about her, I have to be honest, until I got hired. But she was really, really cool. She was really nice to work with,
And
and
like, well, are we talking red carpet premieres for all of this? And if we are, did you meet the Fonz?
I met the Fonz.
Brilliant.
I did, but it was, I rolled up in my 10-year-old Mazda 626 at the time, and it was in Hollywood, but it was fantastic. It was red carpet. And I met the Fonz, who was really, really nice. He really, really liked my liked the song. But it was really bizarre. It was kind of really weird. I was like, oh my God, here's the happy days guy and me, and he's just.
Exactly.
And I
Now,
was like just in my 20s at the time. So looking back now, I look at that huge opportunity, and I certainly appreciated it and cherished it at the time. But I don't think to the extent that if I got that opportunity now, you know?
okay, you were playing solo gigs then as well, and I actually saw you playing once for about
Yeah,
five
I remember that.
in O'Brien's of Main Street in Santa
That's
Monica or whatever it
right.
was. Yeah, because I used to hang out. Well, I used to hang out. What am I saying? But I mean, I wouldn't be in O'Brien's as much as I would in a place across the road called the Circle Bar.
Circle Bar. Remember, you told me that was your favorite
Yeah,
bar.
well, yeah, it was just because I was hanging around with people who did like it. It's just a dive, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's complete darkness the whole day long. Anyway, point is that you were playing across the road in O'Brien's solo, and then somebody else comes along, Cynthia, who's also playing or doing stuff in that, and you form a band. Is that what happened?
Form a band called Saucy Monkey, which
That's it.
actually had a nice run here, actually,
Absolutely. And around the
thankfully.
world. I mean, like, you've toured in a lot of places with a lot of people, like Czech Republic and, the Slovakia, the UK, Ireland, etc.
Yeah, we did. I mean, to be honest with you, around that time when I met Cynthia, I had a songwriting deal with Warner Chappell. I was really gunning to get my own record deal, which I got really, really close to a few times. But ultimately, I didn't seal the deal. I got dropped from Warner Chappell, and I was kind of in a very disillusioned state. I think when when music is a passion and then all of a sudden it's something that pays your bills, it kind of changes the relationship. So I went back to getting a real job and met Cynthia, and it really instilled the love of music back in me again. Saucy Monkey formed really kind of as a mistake. It was just a bunch of us that had a songwriting gig once a week. We all came along and jammed on each other's songs, and then Saucy Monkey was born, and then we just released a record that kind of took hold in Ireland. A lot of, the DJs around the country started to play it, and we ended up on O2 in the Park and Oxygen and the Late Late Show, and none of this was planned, which just goes to show you we were just having a laugh, really. But it
But you
was a
also,
really.
like, you've shared stages with Wilco and the B-52s and Pink and Black Eyed Peas and PJ Harvey and the lot. So you had great fun at Saucy Monkey. Four albums, was it?
Four
Right, okay.
albums.
And then you went to Barcelona, and you kind of did you leave the music business in some ways? I know you worked in tech there.
Yeah, so I've been doing this, since I was 8. So I was married at the time. We were living in LA. My ex-wife was from Barcelona.
And that is
And
Cynthia, is it?
no, it
Oh,
was
right.
no, Cynthia was an ex, which probably didn't help help
Right.
Saucy Monkey. No, but we're great friends. No, this was somebody else. And so I moved to Barcelona. I was like, you know what? That sounds like fun. She wanted to go be closer to home. I wanted to be closer to home because I'd been living away for 20 years. And I did have an opportunity to kind of change gears and work in tech and work in e-commerce. And I did that. And you know what? It was, I really liked the people, but I kind of left music and it impacted me in a way that I think surprised me. It was just like, and I only realized it when I started to do it again that I just all of a sudden started to feel like myself again, you know?
And if the marriage ended a couple of years ago, which it did, is the song that I'm going to play, What I Once Meant to You, is this a heartbreaking chapter in the life of Anne-Marie Cullen?
Well, I think like so many people around the world, you know, who've had breakups, you know, the aftermath and letting go can be challenging. I mean, we had an amicable breakup, but you know, breakups aren't fun, and I think writing the songs was very cathartic for me, and it really,
You know, I mean, like that was so weird. Is Disney? There was you did stuff for Drake and Josh, iCarly,
I
for
know.
Veronica Mars, Alcatraz, Blue Bloods. In fact, did you ever meet Tom Selleck doing Blue Bloods?
No, I didn't.
Well,
No, I didn't. Sorry. Just
okay, that's
the
fair enough.
Fonz, man. Just the Fonz.
Just the Fonz. Okay, so you did all of these things, and you did Nickelodeon. Like those, you were involved in quite a lot of all of this stuff. Then you went to Barcelona. So now, are you back in Ireland now? Is that the point?
Yeah, I'm back. I moved back to Ireland just at the very end of 2019. So I've been here for about a year and a half, but most of that was in lockdown. And so I basically just did my record in my bedroom and collaborated with my LA friends and friends from all over the world. I would just record most of my parts in my bedroom and then email them the files. They would do their parts, email them back to me. So that's how the song that you're going to hear was formed. But it was great. It was a lovely experience.
And do you hang out with Katy Perry, or did you just steal her drummer?
Oh well, I did. Well, she's still my drummer, actually. Sorry, she Katy Perry used Adam Marcello, who's an amazing drummer, who was in Saucy Monkey. And but before she, her record was released, we did a songwriters in the round in a little club in Hollywood. And you know, there was four songwriters, and she was one of them. It was before she blew up, but I remember thinking, "Wow, that girl has amazing songs, and she's a great guitar player," which you wouldn't really, you know, I thought she was a great musician. And but then she just went bonkers. She I think a few months later she released her first record. And yeah, but that's my story. But she's still my drummer.
And just one last question about the past. When you were getting this thing on the So Weird program, and then the show premiered, and you had the main song, the theme song, that were you still waiting tables at the same time?
You know, I waited tables. I remember for I think a few weeks afterwards until we made sure that the season was going to be picked up, like the pilot was going to be picked up.
Yeah.
But I remember watching, I think it was the pilot in the break room in my waitressing gear and being like, this is bizarre. I'm looking at my song on TV, you know, and now I'm going out to serve burritos.
Right, indeed, and why not? It's certainly, there's no harm in it.
There's no harm. And
No.
to be fair, I mean, I was waiting on tables for a few years. I mean, I didn't just suddenly land this opportunity.
Okay, well then, where are we now? Where we are now is a release called "What I Once Meant to You." It's a single. It's out now. So tell me about that. Who's on it with you?
So Adam, my drummer from mine and Katie's drummer, is on it. And then friends from the LA music scene, a girl called Meg Tui, who plays with Sarah Bareilles. I got my friend Gabriel Mann, who is actually a composer for Modern Family. I love the way he mixes, and he did me a favor because he's very busy. But it's just really nice to have all the friends from the old music scene who we all went out there with really nothing except, you know, dreams and all of that cheesy stuff. And it was just really nice to reconnect.
That's a mad story, no question about it. Well done. Listen, Anne-Marie, thanks a million for talking to us on the program today. I'm going to play the song now, which is on release. There's no album to go with it or anything, is there?
No, I'm going to be releasing a few singles over the summer and maybe a full album later. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. What I Once Meant to You is the name of the song. Anne-Marie Cullen, here it is. Anne-Marie, thanks a million. Good luck.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.